First, the Observation Deck with Gordon, brought to us by McDonald's, Man's Best Friend, Classic Chevrolet, and TexasLending.com.
Feeling a little bit sick.
Again.
Fifth day.
Doesn't count unless you miss work.
That wasn't the thing about missing work, because we all know we work through sickness here. The thing is, who gets sick more? And Junior and I have been sick once. You've been sick five times.
All right, here's my problem. Is that, and you guys may have had this experience, you ever cleaned out an absolute stuffed garage?
Did it a couple weeks ago.
Okay. This garage that I'm cleaning out now is, the garage is in not that great a shape. Like, it needs a new roof. Detached garage. Rat problems is an understatement. When you go in there and you look at stuff that's been stored for years and it just has rat urine all over it.
Yeah.
So I'm cleaning through all this stuff. Dust flying everywhere, getting in my nasal passages.
Should have worn a mask. I wore a mask when I cleaned out my garage.
Really? Yeah. That just seems so nerd in the neighborhood.
Oh, no doubt.
Sickly old man.
Yeah.
Super gay.
Okay, but I didn't get sick.
Yeah, it's even super gay.
I didn't get sick, and there's a lot of cat hair out there, too, and I'm allergic to cats, so I had to do it, and I'm so glad I did.
Yeah, but I'd rather have the hantavirus than appear super gay.
Okay, well, then don't complain about being sick, then.
Well, that's what I've been messing with for hours on end every day, and I'm all sore and achy.
Yeah,
my nose. Guess what I've been doing, though, when I come home from working out in the fields?
Men?
What?
Neti pot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the neti pot. Try to get some of that crap out of your nose, you know?
Obviously, it hadn't been working.
Well, just... I'd be a lot sicker if I didn't have the neti pot, the power of the neti pot. But man, you'd just find all sorts of stuff boxed up. And see, here's the problem with our society. When our grandparents were around, they had a limited number of possessions.
They used what they had.
They used what they had. Exactly. And now America's gotten, prices have gotten so low on goods. And Americans make more than they ever have. So you just tend to buy, hey, look, here's a good deal on socket wrenches or pliers or pots and pans. It's a whole set for $10. Well, I might as well buy it. And so you start collecting stuff. You start replicating. You have such redundancy. And then you're finding boxes of stuff that you've hardly ever used.
Mm-hmm.
Americans need to scale down.
And then... eventually, the guy who is in charge of the garage has to deal with it because the garage becomes the dumping ground for all this stuff.
How many P1s out there do not park in their garage because their garage is not for cars anymore?
80%.
80?
Yes. 80%.
We don't.
Are missing a parking space because...
You don't park in your garage?
Nope.
What's in there?
Treadmill, recycled dumpsters, lots of boxes...
How you doing in there, Rich, on your garage?
That's how I got my truck stolen Monday morning.
You're boxed out of your garage, too?
Well, because I've got, one side is things like lawn equipment and tools, and I've got a freezer and a fridge out there, and the other side is
a freezer and a fridge.
Yeah.
Those were always the rich friends we had.
Yeah. Right. The second fridge.
Yeah, they had the second fridge.
It's called a beer fridge. Come on.
Love going over to my friend Tommy's house. He has a second fridge.
Now he's kept all the Cokes out there.
Yes. Yep. God, that was great.
And then I've got a pop-up camper that's taken up half my garage.
Good Lord.
So does anybody here of the six of us park in a garage?
I do.
Oh, you guys do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, I do. Oh, yeah.
Okay. But I just moved, so I haven't accumulated a lot of stuff yet. So.
Right.
What about your last place? Did you park in a garage?
I had an apartment before now.
Indeed. Indeed.
It's a tough one, pal.
These are tough times.
Courage.
Yeah, but boy, cleaning out all that crap. And then some boxes, I just total them. If rats have gotten in them or it has too much roach droppings on it, then I total it. I total it out.
Probably should do that with more of the boxes that are out there than the ones you
say. I just cut myself a check for the contents and throw it away.
That's good.
In the event of a hailstorm, I have been able to clear out enough space to park my car in the garage.
What do you have to do it hurriedly, like the hail's coming down, and you're, well, oh, good God, trying to clean it out and get the car in?
The forecast is hail is moving towards the Metroplex, and I have about 30 minutes, and then I'm able to rearrange.
What's the biggest garage dumping item that takes up space? Is it the treadmill?
Weight bench and treadmill. We have both in our garage.
Any sort of Bowflex kind of thing sounded good to order off a TV there for a while?
Hey. Pop-up camper sounds pretty big.
Yeah.
Hey, my son was all about the weight bench, and I told him, I said, okay, we can get you this, but I guarantee you will sit out in the garage and collect dust. And sure enough, he lifted weights at the field house every day, not on this weight bench that we got in our garage. No one's used that thing.
Well, my dad, you got to see my dad's garage. He's never thrown anything away.
So it is just a mess.
Yeah. I mean, his parents grew up in the Depression, and, you know, he grew
up things.
Poor, and that's why, you know, he's got a collection of old coffee makers that one day he's going to fix. My mom, the same way. You know, she collects antiques and everything, and so the house continually runs out of room, so that goes out in the garage.
She's still bound and determined to turn that house into an obstacle course.
Your mother is bound to turn this house into an obstacle course. Bound and determined. All right, let's get into Bear Trap Moment of the Week. These are awkward social situations that our P1s send in, and they step right in. I'm not aware. Just like the bear as he steps his paw in that bear trap. It's obscured by leaves. It's usually always someone trying to be funny. Sometimes happens like this, as it did to Jeff. P1 Jeff Gordon, yesterday I was listening to bad radio. I obviously got this a few days ago. Yesterday I listened to bad radio while at my desk at work, as I'm wont to do. I was listening using my phone with my computer speakers plugged into the headphone jack and the power cable plugged into the other end. About halfway through the show, a guy from IT showed up to set up my... I don't think it's that bad, but...
A little harsh.
He happens to be of alternate descent.
Okay.
Or he's just a black guy. That's what you can say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's not even clear he's a black guy. He has a darker skin.
Okay.
Anyway, he's sitting in my chair getting everything squared away when Bob and Dan launched into one of their favorite topics recently, which is the fact that the Green Bay Packers have a fullback named John.
Yeah. It's very uncomfortable.
King.
K-U-H-N, right?
Yeah.
Like Bowie.
Yeah. And the fans love to call out his name in unison every time he carries the ball. Well, I've got this guy who I don't really know sitting there while they're alternately giggling and calling out King.
Hmm.
And I've got so many cables plugged into my phone that it would be impossible to disconnect it without being obvious that I'm uncomfortable with the moment. So here's the black IT guy who he doesn't know coming to fix his computer, and bad radio is calling out that word and laughing. And Jeff's got to ride it out, because to lurch for the computer and unplug everything and turn everything down, it'd be too obvious.
See, I would be the disconnect guy. I would just be, I would try to talk over my actions. Hey, what's going
on? I'd be screaming small talk while frantically reaching with one hand and trying to unplug everything.
Yeah, try to talk over bad radio and disconnect him at the same time.
Screaming small talk while punching through the computer screen.
Yeah.
Very awkward. That's Jeff, candidate number one. Candidate number two comes to us from P1 Gabe. First time emailer, admittedly nervous, seeing as how you're my leader.
Thank you.
I've never always listened to the Bear Trap segment, love it, and I've always enjoyed it, but thankful I've never been caught in one myself. However, as luck would have it, I like to think I have somewhat of a sense of humor, my fallback when in a crowd I'm not familiar with is to joke around. Well, I just happened to be in one of those situations this Monday. Also, just happened to be my first day at a new job, which is extremely prestigious. Ooh. Mm. Anyhow, after our first day of training with the company, they take all 30 of us employees to Dave and Buster's to eat, bowl, and play some arcade games. Well, we all ate first, and our instructors split us up into groups for bowling, making it pretty much mandatory without being mean about it, of course. Well, by the time we get to bowling, I'm about 5 shiner box deep, as well as a few of the other guys. So all having fun and laughing at how terribly everyone was bowling and making remarks like nice form when someone would do the over leg kick. Well, so I'm sitting in the lane closest. Let's see. He didn't do any paragraphs here. So I'm sitting closest to the lane I'm in and notice that this guy is getting gutter ball after gutter ball. So the next time he goes up, I notice he isn't using the finger holes on the ball. So being the funny and little drunk guy that I am, I yell so everyone can hear me, "Hey, put your fingers in the hole!" Got a few small laughs from the more perverted guys, and the guy, still standing by the ball return, lifts up his right hand and shows his nub and says, "I can't. I don't have fingers."
He didn't need to say that.
So me, feeling like a complete jackwagon and feeling like a bully, just starts apologizing profusely. The guy says it's all right, but I go over and get in his face to apologize.
Smelling like a Shiner Brewery.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, Jack Wagon.
Smells like the beer barn door opened up.
I'm sorry, man. I really am.
Listen, man, just forget it, all right? Just forget it. You don't need to apologize anymore.
I'm sorry.
That's P1 Gabe's submission. He says, "Please tell Junior High Craig in fake Wade voice and ask Jaw if my chicken's ready yet."
Almost.
No. Candidate number 3 comes to us from Kim. He says, "In the mid-80s, a close friend and bandmate worked at a noted music store located on LBJ near the Galleria. All the employees were musicians in various bands and as such, slackers and jokers, bosses included. Well, every Saturday morning before opening at 10 a.m., they would hold a short store meeting. Invariably during this meeting, people would try to come in the front door, not noticing the 'We're closed' sign or the hours of operation. Catcalls, laughs, and words of derision would follow the would-be customer's failed attempt to enter the locked door. Well, one Saturday morning, a rather large lady attempted to come in the door, and when finding it locked, began knocking in an attempt to gain entrance. As everyone stood and watched this, the boss cracked, 'What does that fat bitch want?'"
Oh, gosh, Mark.
Oh!
After a chuckle or two ensued, the newest employee said rather sheepishly,
"No. No.
That's my wife bringing me lunch."
No way.
Dead silence followed. And to make the scene even more tense, the new employee said, "She's been having some glandular problems and's put on a lot of weight recently." His attempts to explain his wife's looks concluded the store meeting for that Saturday.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, we have a winner.
Yeah, I mean, you can't top that. The guy's wife.
Bringing him lunch, doing this nice thing for him. And
you don't say anything like that unless you're sure about everybody around you's family and friends.
But if it's the
But you can totally see it's
day.
A tradition. Hey, people, hey, idiots trying to get in the front door when it clearly says we're closed.
Yeah,
they can't wait to be the insult guy, you know, the person who hits up against the locked door.
You jackwagon!
All right, well, regardless,
that's still
the
winner. Yeah.
All right, congratulations, Kim. You have won the Bear Trap Moment of the Week. If you have an awkward bear trap that you'd like to share with us, please email me, gordon@gordonkeith.com.
And if you want to pick football games against us, 214-787-1225. It is our weekly